President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to carry out mass deportations of migrants when he returns to the White House. In response, so-called sanctuary cities are gearing up for a battle against Trump's plan and preparing to protect undocumented immigrants living in their cities. The Los Angeles City Council passed a new ordinance Tuesday, November 19th. The ordinance solidifies its sanctuary city stance. City lawmakers passed the legislation unanimously. It prohibits the use of city resources and police officers for immigration enforcement. It also bars city departments from sharing information on undocumented individuals with federal authorities. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is expected to sign the legislation. She and City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto proposed fast-tracking protections for undocumented immigrants living in Southern California. In a statement, Bass said, quote, "This moment demands urgency. Immigrant protections make our communities stronger and our city better." On the campaign trail, Trump promised to crack down on illegal immigration. He appointed former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan to be his border czar. Homan has said the administration will double the number of agents to get the job done, even if a sanctuary city refuses to cooperate with the Trump agenda. Homan made an appearance on Fox News saying, quote, "I've seen some of these Democratic governors who say they're going to stand in the way. They're going to make it hard for us. Well, a suggestion. If you're not going to help us, get the hell out of the way, because we're going to do it." On Monday, November 18th, Trump said he is preparing to declare a national emergency when he's sworn in. That would allow him to use military assets to carry out his mass deportation plan.